Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, TagCastPodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
I just love the way Kip Winger dances and does his pirouette.
Woo!
Take a whiff of that.
Oh, yeah. Hello, and welcome to the TagCast number 17. A little winger for you all. We're only 17. I am Gatch, and I'm here with
Terry Guile, the white guy of the podcast.
And our guest, Dan Kroll, is with us today. Welcome, Dan.
Hello. Thank you.
Do you ever find yourself lonely?
Like in general, like the understood you, or me personally?
Just you personally.
Sure.
Because I used to have a band called Perpetual Conversion. We have a song called Lonely Crawl, but it's spelled different. And you always come to mind now when I think of that. Oh, Lonely Crawl.
That was a good song.
Driving his pedicab.
It can be lonely sometimes, but I get a lot of company, as it turns out. And
yeah. So you drive, right, like in Corvallis, you're doing the little pedicab, right?
Yes.
On the bike and taking people in the little two-seater and stuff. I was checking out the pictures online. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been doing that a little over 3 years. I quit a job I had in radio because they moved the studio. And I just wanted to stick around Corvallis, you know, owning a home, and figured I'd like to do something I believe in. And a bicycle
taxi.
That's badass. You know, if it weren't for that, maybe like a bicycle coffee cart or bike delivery service. But
pedicab or ice cream, you know. Right.
People suggest that a lot. I probably wouldn't do ice cream, but I've heard that bike trikes do, or ice cream trikes do work really well.
Oh, yeah, with $4 per ice cream sandwich,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
That reminds me of the Trailer Park Boys when they got all that money and Julian bought a couple ice cream trikes for Corey and Trevor to make them.
Yeah,
they had to sell ice cream to make money for their next endeavor.
They were peddling?
They were peddling ice cream.
I don't remember that, and it seems like something I would, because I've seen all the episodes.
Yeah, and then Ricky got pissed because Julian was showing off with his fancy cars and all of his shit, and then he kicked the ice cream trike over, and it's crazy. And then he shot Julian's car, and then Julian shot his car. Those guys are so rational. That's awesome. But so is
Trailer
that a pretty
Boys,
pretty lucrative
show.
Business, though? You stay pretty busy, though, in the summer especially?
Yeah. I mean, awesome. I try to stay diverse in that I do a lot of different stuff. I mean...
Yeah, you do the fairs and, right? Like
well,
the
I mean,
tours and...
I mean, you know, I do the pedicab, but I also do ecological landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have chickens and we sell the eggs and...
Oh, that's cool.
Occasionally, I can buy things and resell them on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
I love self-employment.
Yeah, it's just kind of a different adventure every day.
And that's when you are the man.
Yeah.
And you're working
man.
For the man.
Yeah.
Working for yourself.
But yeah, the pedicab is pretty much the primary income, and I make most of my money in advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just work on tips generally, unless it's a longer ride. And then I usually think $1 per minute is a pretty
mm-hmm.
fair rate.
Yeah.
And I know that in certain cities, pedicabs are very expensive. So sometimes people are intimidated. So it's
mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, we work on tips, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
I want everyone who wants to ride to ride.
Kind,
awesome.
You know, think of us as, you know, that you, a service providing, you know, as
I don't,
well.
I don't think that would
be
go
fair.
Down in Portland. I think in Portland, if there's the pedicabs there, probably charge.
Well,
a strict
I've,
amount.
I've
I don't
been told
know.
That they, you know, everyone's different. I mean, I've heard mm-hmm. that there are some that do just work on tips. And I remember I gave someone a ride once in Corvallis who said, wait, you charge? Well, the guys in Portland don't charge.
Oh, well, maybe they don't. I might
and,
be wrong.
I mean, everyone
seems
has
weird
the
to
thing
me.
Is
yeah.
everyone has
and
their own
And
he might
have been trying to, like, you know, roll one over. And
like
it's,
maybe
it's really funny to hear everyone's perspective. I mean, everyone has their own idea. Mm-hmm. One guy approached me on campus and said, did you know that the owner of the Ninkasi Brewery in Eugene purchased a bunch of pedicabs, runs his ads on them? That's how he advertises. And it was like, that is not true at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I don't.
I mean, my friend Wayne owns Eugene Pedicab, and, yeah. you know, he did some free advertising back in the day for them, or a beer trade or something. But mm-hmm. it's like somehow that transferred into the idea that yeah. they were all owned by Ninkasi. Everyone's got their own idea.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to take everything with a grain of salt.
And, you know, yeah. maybe if you give free rides, maybe your bicycle or your... Well, he got kind of confused. He thought maybe you were carting little kids around. But
yeah, I always confuse
It's not a pedo cab. They have pedo cabs in L.A.
Well, you got to keep in mind, when I've heard something about 15 times, I have a stock response. And
yeah, I know. I figured
and
out.
It is.
Exactly. Like, it's not one of those things where you think, oh, I've never heard that before.
The stock response is, well, if pedicab relates the word pedophile to your brain right away, mm-hmm. shows what's on your mind.
Exactly.
You pedophile.
I love kids.
No, I thought a pedophile was just something you use to take care of your toenails.
Yeah.
Pedicure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
I've nails.
Heard that a lot. Can I get a pedicure on the pedicab? Like, yeah.
Real funny.
Maybe
so,
that's something you can go in on like
I would
a
do
duo
it.
Business
I'd,
with,
yeah, I'd do it.
With someone that did nails.
When you ride on your pedicab, do you hear this ever?
I make that sound.
Do you have that?
Yeah, you got to raise
you
awareness.
Could charge, you
yeah.
could, I was going to say, if you didn't have one of those and then you got one, maybe you could charge then, because that's like an added bonus. You know, like,
yeah.
fring, fring.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, you have to raise awareness. I mean, when you're going through crowds and you want to keep maneuvering without having to stop, you want a horn, a bell.
Yeah. That's yeah. kind of quiet, though. I don't know if they'd hear that, but I guess it rings
out. Some people
don't. Yeah.
A lot of people don't. And that's
old
where the
people.
Horn comes in, and then mm-hmm. the tertiary would be the voice. You know?
Yeah.
or
coming
a clown
left.
Horn. Mm-hmm. Like
so
a clown horn.
How many chickens do you have? Are you in town with those chickens?
Yeah. In fact, I actually just survived a city inspection. I passed, and the case is closed. Somebody.
Some places don't like roosters within city limits, right?
Right. What we do with our roosters is we put them in a dog kennel that's in uh-huh. our garage. We cover it with a thin, dark-colored blanket so that there's plenty of breathing, but mm-hmm. no light gets in. And
so
then
they don't think
they morning. Don't they don't crow in the morning, and if they do, only we hear it because it's in our garage, but the mm-hmm. neighbors don't. So.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
And
yeah.
we're able to keep roosters for a fairly long time because of that.
That's cool.
You don't. You just sell eggs, though. You don't sell chicken meat.
I sell chicken meat too.
Oh
yeah.
wow!
And we
yeah.
eat it. In fact, we've got a lot of culls.
Yeah, you were recently trying to get rid of one. I saw on Facebook. I might be interested in the future when a
yeah.
payday comes around.
He eats
like chicken.
Chickens and drinks pigs.
Pigs of beer. He
thanks
yes,
for bringing the pig.
Of beer. Yeah,
I brought
fantastic.
A pig of Oregon Trail IPA.
I know it tastes
fine
good.
Brew.
That's
I
kind
like
of
it.
Ironic that a beverage is named after a police officer.
Oh, that's just the container.
Yeah, I know.
A 2.25-gallon container that
looks
really
like
nice to have. In fact, if you get the Oregon Trail, it really is the most economical way to buy beer, mm-hmm. and it saves you the cans and bottles.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can take it and get it refilled, the same pig, or do they just give you a different pig every time?
They give you a different pig because they got to clean it out and refill it.
Oh, okay, yeah. It kind of reminds me of those, remember those party balls that they used to have? They're 5.5 gallons.
I don't think so.
The one I have that I keep my pennies in, it's about... that big
your
around.
Peenies?
My peenies. I keep I keep my penis in it. No, I keep my peenies and my loose change in there, and then after it gets full, I cash them in at like whatever that
cash
place
out.
Is.
Cash out, as Ron would say. You got to cash out when you're ahead.
Last time it was like $80 in pennies.
Nice.
And we went to like the coast or something stupid on our pennies.
We just cashed in. It wasn't pennies, but it was just a small pretzel container.
Change.
And change, and it had I think $230.
Wow.
Whoa.
It was full to the top. It was just those listening to the podcast can't see the measurement.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
That's
to
what I was going. It's this big.
Yeah, it's this big.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to think
fairly small actually.
I'm going to start a new podcast. It's going to be daily, and it's only going to be a few seconds long. I'm just going to rattle my change jar, so you can hear gradually how much change I'm putting in there.
Wow.
Yeah. Over
and
time.
Then what happens? You guess how much is in there?
You guess how much is in there, then I take it in, and then
pay the hosting fees for the podcast.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hey, well, speaking of that, luckily we have some generous sponsors that should lead us to that. The Dixie Creek Saloon has re-upped.
What's going on there?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. You know, you can get breakfast there Monday through Friday. They're open at 7 a.m. Tuesdays, they have a singer-songwriter night. Wednesdays, blues jam. Thursday, karaoke. Friday night, ladies night. You know, every night there's something going on. Yeah. Saturday night, live bands and or comedy.
They got that huge, spacious outdoors, too, out back. And it's nice this time of year. They got horseshoes.
You can bring your kids, too, up until 7 p.m. You got to be their guardian, I guess. Like on the Wednesday's episode, I said you could bring your underage girlfriend, but I don't think you'd get away with that.
Yeah, probably not.
Unless you've adopted her. And in that case, you can't bring her.
So Woody Allen can get in.
So, yeah. Dixie Creek Saloon in Tangent, 32994 Highway 99E. And it's just a great place to go and chill. They got good food, good servers, and all that stuff. And it looks like, to me, like we got another new sponsor in the house, Dan Kroll.
Yeah. Well,
let him do a spot. Yeah. Oregon Pedicab. I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah.
Well, not Oregon. It's Corvallis. I'm stupid. See, I already fucked it up.
You go all over. And, I mean, you were doing in 4th of July. I saw you had one in Yahats.
One in Yahats, one in Albany.
Yeah.
But I'll do the live read. It'll just be off the top of my head.
All right. Perfect. That's what we would have done.
Support for this podcast comes from Corvallis Pedicab, offering the finest in alternative transportation in Corvallis, Albany, and beyond. For a ride, call 541-609-8949 or set up a tour at www.corvallispedicab.com.
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
I think that you are... probably a voiceover artist, aren't you?
Yeah, that was really good. I did like that.
Work's been very slow this year, so I was just itching to do something like that.
Yeah, and a free
for those of you who can't see us,
how do we get a hold of you if we want chicken or some eggs?
Just same number, 541-609-8949.
Fantastic.
No late night pranks. Yeah. I turn my phone off when I go to bed, so try if you want, but you'll just get my voicemail.
Yeah, at least leave an interesting voicemail, right?
Yeah.
If they're gonna do it.
Say you heard me on the TagCast podcast, the Dustin Gatz Show, Terry Giles Show.
Yeah, so if anybody wonders, because they're like, TagCast, what's that mean? The tag stands for Terry and Gatz.
Yeah, and if you mention our name and you drive by, you can get a free egg thrown at you, right?
We don't want to waste the eggs. These are good quality eggs. I get some high compliments, and they're only $3.75 a dozen.
Are they jumbo?
Some are.
Do you ever get the
most
double,
are medium to
double
large.
Yolkers ever?
Once in a while, but we usually eat those because they're too big to put in the cartons, and it's like, you know, we deserve the bonuses because we also eat the really small ones that we can't sell.
That's right. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah,
I love getting the double yolkers. It's always like a bonus when you get a double yolker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love some eggs. I just eat one in the morning. I'd do one just because you don't want to eat like three eggs a day, right?
So most eggs on the market are total garbage. I mean, if they come from a factory farm,
you
don't want to be
eating
that.
You just don't want to be like, I just would do one in the morning because it'd give me a little boost, but I'd try to make the thinnest omelet I could out of one egg. I'd just like get it really, and then I'd cheese and fold it up and it'd
one
be so
egg omelet. Is that even possible?
It is.
It could be.
It's a
rolled up with some hot sauce, maybe.
It's a trade only known by the Indians.
Yes.
I mean the Mexican.
Well, we make our omelets out of maize.
Ooh,
yum.
Corn omelets?
Hey, I'd go for it.
Hey,
most of it's corn-fed anyway.
I know when you're on stage doing jokes and stuff, you don't really notice sometimes who laughed at you, but Don Frost got a big kick out of your corn maize joke.
Oh, I saved that for the last, though.
Dude, cackled hard. And you know how, like, when you kind of admire or respect a comedian, and then you happen to do a show and they're in the audience and you actually make them laugh. I was like, it kind of makes you feel good. You're like, I made someone that I respect laugh. And that's how I felt because, I don't know, the other comedians there had heard my stuff before. And Don, I hadn't done a show with him for like almost a year. And I think some of my stuff was new, but I was hoping he wasn't just being nice, but he was like genuinely laughing at my stuff.
Yeah,
and
he
thought that was
kind
of fun.
You know, he wants to do like a podcast swap, you know, like
We come on his and he comes on ours or something, or what?
No, I think he was just wanting to trade links. But I mean, anything.
Well, they do.
I'm sure
they got links on the side for like their favorite podcast or whatever.
What do you guys think about, like, you can pickle all sorts of goods, right? You know, you never know. What if you pickled a corn cob? What would that be like?
It seems I've seen the baby corns done, but I don't know. I imagine it could be good.
Yeah.
I don't see why
maybe
not.
Maybe like garlic or something, you know? I mean, you'd obviously not want to have the little threads everywhere and half-eaten pieces of corn on there.
Clean yeah, maybe up, even maybe just cut bit. Up, though, you know, like a single corn cob cut into five pieces and then pickled or something.
Yeah, or probably... maybe even just like chop it up like asparagus spears, like a corn cob spear.
What about pickled corn husks?
Maybe did you flavoring would be
did you see that episode of Portlandia where they said they could pickle that and they like they pickled everything. Dude. It's like you can put a bird on it.
Have you ever made a joint out of corn husks?
No. I made a burrito out of them.
Yeah, well, I guess it'd probably be tamale, the same kind of thing, like a dry thing, and then you get it a little bit moist to where you can kind of work with it. Then you roll it up and you're supposed to use the hairs of the corn to tie it. But we were having a hard time with that, and we were really jonesing and wanting to get smoking it. So we used some honey and sealed it with some honey, and that was pretty good smoke. And it burns really slow once the resin gets going.
What does it taste like when you're
the corn
smoking a corn husk?
Well, eventually similar? It just tastes like resin because it resonates so much, and then it's just so hard to burn because it's so thin.
Is it similar to bath salts?
I mean, you could smoke out of a corn husk pipe.
Yeah.
You
know, but.
Yeah. But,
I mean, we've all smoked out of tinfoil bowls at one point
what's
in our life, right?
So here's a good question that just
came to
mind.
How much worse could it get?
What's the strangest thing that you've ever converted into a pipe and used to smoke? Like avocado?
Toilet paper roll.
Well, yeah, that's pretty across the board.
Like,
everyone.
I'm not talking a blow tube. Like, I actually bent it in half and lit the weed on one side with a... Yeah.
One time when we were at the country fair... My friend just used his hand for a bowl.
Ow. Yeah.
He packed the weed into by his pinky, and then he put his index finger and his thumb by his lips and just smoked it through. He was at the country fair, and he was frying on acid.
Yeah.
And it was Nate Horn. So anybody who listens to the podcast that knows him, he'll pump some gas for you at the Brownsville Chevron. He'll probably tell you about the story because he's proud of it.
Are you still working there?
Yep.
I shotgun beers at that motherfucker one time and dropped mine right after his.
He should own that place by now. He's worked there forever. So, yeah. But, yeah, I just wondered if you'd never made anything out of a pipe that was just, like, totally extraordinary.
I don't think I've ever made anything, like, really, like, off the wall that jumps out at me. I mean, I used to do stuff like the 3-liter gravity bong and stuff like that. Knock my head off.
What about a soda can?
Yeah, I've done a soda can, of course, for sure.
The soda can and the toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
And then what about for masking the smell? Have you ever tried this?
Yeah, I never had to mask a smell.
Well, if you're getting stoned in your parents and they don't want
to.
Yeah, we used to smoke weed at band camp.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
So
I
know what's a cool, easy thing to do? You grab a toilet paper roll and a dryer sheet.
Yeah.
And then when you blow out.
Well, that's what I meant by blow tube.
I
think that's all pretty standard, though it doesn't work because it just smells like, it's almost like when someone takes a dump and then sprays cinnamon air freshener.
It smells like cinnamon shit.
Smells like cinnamon shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like when somebody's been huffing two cans of Glade and they smell like vanilla morning frost or whatever flavor.
Never encountered anyone like
that. Do you know people that huff Glade?
Oh, yeah. I've done some Glade.
I saw a thing on like Nightline
We're
or
being
one of those shows.
Here, right?
Yeah, for sure. I've huffed.
What happens when you huff Glade?
You get wasted.
Oh,
dude.
It's like nitrous.
Oh, so you both have done it?
Oh, no.
It must
I never
be an Oregon thing.
It's like a Whippet thing, right? You know,
well,
you're
done,
getting
the
CFCs, but the nasty thing is. You know, I mean, you put the towel over it so you're not getting, like, all the flavor foam. But you wake up in the morning and you have a mouthful of whatever flavor
vanilla.
You had.
Yeah.
A nasty shit.
That's why I never did
flavor,
it.
You know. But the thing is, you go down to Fours in Lebanon, maybe, or maybe not.
Mega Foods.
And you got four people come in and everyone's buying 3 clans of Glade at 11 o'clock at night. Should you really be selling it to them?
That's like the nowadays, the computer dusters. They're buying 3 cases of computer dusters, you know, because.
And I was at Freddy's the other day. And walking over by the socks, and they had a big display of, like, two-pound bags of bath salts, the Epsom bath salts.
Oh, they shouldn't be selling those right now.
They shouldn't be selling those right now and displaying them like people are.
Unless it has a sign that says, for baths only.
This isn't the bath salt street drug. Which our sound engineer, Jeff, says that he has somebody that might want to come on our show.
Okay, we talked about this previously. I don't know if you heard it, but we've been talking just kind of tongue-in-cheek about getting someone to come on the show that will smoke bath salts or snort them at the beginning of the podcast and see what happens to them over the hour.
And if they die?
And if they kill us or eat our face off. Do we have
I
insurance?
I don't know if I can. We have to straitjacket them, right?
So we brought...
Dude, you have to wait till the podcast gets to the point where you have, like, lawyers and all these people to advise you on stuff like that. All
right, we'll get a contract. All right, I can understand. I can whip up a contract that says...
But this guy didn't want his name to be disclosed, and he was going to do it randomly.
Didn't I just say his name?
No.
Oh, I don't know who it is.
No.
Is he from Albany?
Yeah. I don't know
He's a friend of, was it Pipeline that he went to?
I do not know anything about
it. Yeah, Jeff went down to Pipeline and sold some stuff from his old store, and he asked the guy there, do you have anybody who's a regular purchaser of bath salts? And he said, yeah, this one guy. And he's like, he'd totally smoke it on the show.
So this is, we're really wanting to go through with this thing?
Dan has me scared a bit now because of the legalities. Like,
I think if we do it,
just saying that maybe have him sign a contract saying, if I die, it's not your fault. I realize how stupid sniffing bath salts is. Yeah. It's on me. Yeah.
And if it also might be a clause that says, and if I decide to freak out, you can like call the cops on me or whatever.
Or just physically
restrain them. Yeah.
Just because of the location of the studio, I think we should do it on remote location somewhere.
Maybe we could do it at Pipeline. They could be our sponsor.
My recorder can travel, and I'm fine with the room sound on something like that.
Oh, we could bring our setup.
But no, dude. I mean, if he goes crazy, batshit crazy, I mean, you can't hold him off while he's eating your face. I mean,
I could hold him off while you're eating his, while he's eating your face. I meant, sorry.
So the guy in Florida who ate the face off the guy, he was it literal bath salts? No, I thought it was a drug called bath salts. It's not related.
Yeah, it's a street drug called bath salts. That's how they can sell it in the stores as a legal thing.
But it says not for human consumption.
So they sell it as a bath salt then?
They put bath salt not for human consumption.
But it's sold in head shops where they sell legal weed,
all that kind smokable of stuff that's incense. Not for human consumption either.
Because the DEA...
That's a little over my head, I guess.
Yeah, the DEA hasn't got a hold of it yet, so there's no laws against it, but it's pretty scary.
Did you see the Indiana zombie?
Before you get to that, the one in Florida, they've decided that he was not on bath salts.
He was not.
All they found in his system was marijuana.
But that could have been 30 days prior, you know?
Every time I smoke pot, I want to get naked and pull someone else's clothes off and eat their face off.
And can they test for bath salts, the street drug? Because I'm not
sure they have to know what's in it.
I'm not sure they really know what's in it, though. The last report I read said that nobody really knows.
It doesn't have the ingredients on the package? Let's go buy some. Go buy some.
I don't know, man.
So the Indiana Ninja.
You guys
zombie,
go ahead.
There's a video.
We'll stick to my beer pig.
There's a video floating around of this guy, and he's getting tased, and he's being able to talk while he's being tased. Oh, that.
Oh, the ninja dude. He was a ninja.
And he's naked, and he's running down the street, and he's punching people as he's running by.
Random people.
And the cops tased him for like 30 seconds, and then he got up, and then they
pulls
tased
the
him
shit
again.
Out.
And then he, like, kicks his leg up and kicks his cop in the face, and he kind of moves backwards.
He did a backflip.
And then right there, he somersaults back and right onto his feet and runs down the street. He gets away from the cops. I mean, I'm sure they chased him down and got him after that. But
they tased him with one of those ones that has the string on it.
Yeah.
He just pulled it out and said, fuck this, and fucking did a backflip and took off running and just punching random people down the road.
Yeah, it was
And
nuts.
What was he yelling? He was yelling some shit.
Yeah, he was yelling something. But
like
then,
crazy shit. Like, then a guy that was filming was like, oh, my God, that guy's a fucking ninja.
Yeah, and he's like, don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, that's what it was. Don't tase me, bro.
That's an epic statement that will live on.
And then he's like,
They dubbed him the ninja zombie, though, because it was some assault.
Yeah. I will look that up.
It's great. And the video, too. It has a video on I don't know if it's on YouTube, but if you just Google it or whatever.
I don't even know how to explain the stuff that's going on. And I almost, you know, because you hear about, like, the polar shift, right? You know, where the magnetic poles shift and
maybe
everybody's
solar
supposed
flares.
To go all loony and stuff. I don't know if that's part of what's going on, you know, because, I mean, it would actually, you would think it would hit at least a few people.
Here's what I think it is. I think it is people smoking a bunch of weed, maybe smoking too much, and they have a weak mind, and then they say, fuck, let's smoke some bath salts because I don't want to do crank or whatever they do. And then they watch Walking Dead, and then they think, fuck, I could do that. I'm Walking Dead. I'm going to eat somebody's face off. Like, do you ever watch, like, a crime show that, like, tells you, oh, this person killed this person, this is how they got away with it, and they tell you everything that they're doing?
Yeah.
Does that ever, when you're really stoned watching that, you're like, man, I could totally do that. I could totally get away with embezzling that money like that because I'm in a, you know.
So you think it's a craze directly related to The Walking Dead being a popular
No, not just Walking Dead. There's so many zombies.
Well, zombie culture, I guess,
zombie
right?
strippers, zombie land,
yeah, because,
Attack of the Zombies.
Well, you had the same thing with the vampires, right? When
I
everybody
mean, clear
was
back
sucking
to Day
blood
of the
in
Dead.
The 90s or whatever. And
I don't know. I think the whole zombie apocalypse thing is bullshit.
It is. It's about relevant as the Mayan
I understand
calendar.
That. But, you know, I mean, I also think that science fiction is a little bit off. I don't think zombies might necessarily going to be brain dead to be considered. Well, these guys are obviously
brains
lost all their mind, but they're not going out trying to eat. Well, I guess that one guy was. But I mean, you know, you're not
one
just
guy
like,
out of millions.
You're not undead or whatever, you know.
Right. He's not
like
undead
that.
Now. He's dead.
Yeah.
They killed him.
Yeah.
Other guy's
but,
still
know,
alive.
You know what I'm saying? That, you
and
know, I mean,
if it was zombies, the homeless dude who got his face eaten off, who actually got a face reattached, kind of like.
They grafted an ass on his face, right?
Yeah, now he's ass face.
A corpse's ass.
Yeah. He looks like Kenny off South Park. No, but he obviously would have turned into a zombie if the other dude was a zombie, because that's the thing, right? You get bit by a zombie, you turn into
and
a zombie.
And then you rise up, and it's total bullshit.
It all started with Jesus.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I mean.
You think Jesus ate people? This is my body. Eat of it. This is my blood. Drink it. Now I'm going to go die and then come back from the dead. Nothing?
No, I don't know.
I just thought of that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, because it's kind of backwards. I mean, he was asking them to eat his body and drink his blood.
Yeah. Right.
He was trying to convert everybody into cannibals.
As far as him being a cannibal, I haven't considered that either. I'll have to think about that.
I heard he ate Satan's flesh. Just kidding. We don't want to get too Christian.
So,
dude, didn't the Beatles like say, we're bigger than Jesus?
Yes.
And then that's when they went downhill.
Yeah,
at least
exactly.
That's the theory.
Yeah. That's when they stopped being bigger than Jesus.
Because Jesus shut them down.
Like, I have no problem with Jesus. It's the followers I'm afraid of.
Yeah, for sure. That's scary.
Yeah.
Some of those guys are like, wow, worse than
some are wonderful people, but you know,
for sure.
As we know,
my dad is a
the
Christian.
The ones that are the loudest.
Love
what's that?
My dad's a Christian. I love him to death. He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, I mean, but I feel whatever people want to put their faith
beliefs.
In, that's fine.
Sure.
Whatever gets them through the day, but you know. I'm fine with what I got going.
I think
don't
the Bible's
tell me how to do
like
it.
Aesop's Fables. It's just a bunch of stories to kind of gauge your life and
you
decide
you
how
live
you
a good
want
life,
to live.
You probably could go by that thing and
you're like,
you know,
oh, should
I
kill
mean,
my son? Should I sacrifice my firstborn?
You know, but you know,
I don't
if you
do
just
that,
try man. To be a little bit better every day, you know, than the person you are the day before. That's all you can really do.
That's right. And that has been the Daily Affirmation from the Dadcast Podcast.
Did you do anything exciting on the 4th of July?
I just worked.
Oh.
4th of July. I'm not
big
a fan.
Day for you.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the 4th of July. And it's like increasingly I'm liking the explosions less and less.
Yeah, so we talked about this and we're going to mention it when we had Dave on the show last week because he's a former serviceman, veteran,
whatever
you want to call it. We were wondering how badly that must affect a lot of the guys with PTSD that are from the service that just, like, once they hear that, they're right back in Desert Storm or even
Vietnam. That's part of the reason I just can't stand it.
Were you in the service as well?
No, I was not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it just seems so cruel. I mean, we're supposed to be celebrating
point,
our country's freedom and
in
independence.
An
and
thing.
Like, what?
It's like we're polluting American air with Chinese fireworks.
Yeah, and of course we're not talking about like sparklers or whatever for the kids or whatever. We're talking about
big explosions.
Like
the big $7,000 deal where, you know.
Well, you know, also aside from veterans, you've got animals. What about, you know, the elderly, children who don't know what's going on?
Right.
Or, you know, just general people like me who are like, fuck all this noise.
Why?
You know?
Why?
There was a place in, I think it was the Big Bay down in San Francisco. They had a setup. Supposed to be like,
San Diego. Yeah.
San Diego.
It all went off at once.
It all went off within 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Disaster on the bay. Yeah.
Yep.
It was like
a $10,000. People are like, that's it.
And
it was
the
just
news
a big red thing in the sky.
The news reports showed one woman who's like, we drove all the way from Arizona to see this. Good.
It was
God.
A quick show.
What have we devolved into?
Yeah, I know for sure.
Yeah.
And like we almost had that experience. And this is another thing I hate about 4th of July is like people who aren't very mindful of what they're doing when they're letting off these illegal fireworks that they drive hundreds of miles to go purchase and then they come back. So this guy, I won't mention any names. He's a 14-year-old kid. He's at our little party that we have. He's letting off some Roman candles. Well, unbeknownst to him, hasn't let off a lot of illegal fireworks. He has the bag of illegal fireworks right beside him at his feet, and one of the from the Roman candles was a little bit of a dud, so it just kind of lobbed out and went right in the bag, full of mortars and everything. Luckily for us, and that caught his attention to go, oh, whoa. And so he moved to look in the bag at the same time moving his arm, holding the Roman candle down, pointing it right at his mother's boyfriend's head. And the guy goes, dude, what are you doing? And pushed his arm away. Pshew, there goes a good one. Pshew, and then seven more pop out. And then he gets done. He's like, do you realize what you just did? You just almost killed all of us. For one, you would have had like four mortars going off with no tube in a Walmart bag or whatever they were in, like a plastic bag, and he almost shot him point blank to the face. So, you know, it just is encouraging carelessness and like getting yourself into something that you shouldn't be doing.
You got to have somebody knowing what they're doing when you're playing with that kind of stuff.
And then you've got places
the
like
most careful, you know, and just be on the lookout for that kind of carelessness, right. But luckily nobody was harmed in any of that, you know.
Yeah, it was close, and
it was a close call, though.
We didn't dwell on it, and we didn't go tell everybody, can you believe what he just did? You know, we just kind of said, dude, watch,
you know,
be careful. It was a lesson for
everybody
him.
Everybody was safe, and he learned a valuable lesson, and that's how you learn.
And his mom's boyfriend,
by close calls,
you know, wasn't mean to him, but definitely made him feel like an idiot. Dude, do you realize what you just
probably
did? You know, it's
you
like
probably
well,
should in that situation.
Yeah, he needs to remember
exactly.
I mean,
because
I learned most of my lessons the hard way.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't fault people for being insulting when you're teaching someone a lesson.
Well, if you have a chance to teach a lesson, teach it. Right. You know?
That's why we don't leave notes.
But you had a friend stop by at the barbecue that picked up a couple of hitchhikers, right?
Boy, that was weird. We didn't know it at the time.
Yeah.
You were there. Yeah. And we were having a little get together for the 4th of July. We had a barbecue in our backyard, and I say, what do you think? Maybe 10, 15 people there?
Yeah.
And there was a person who was supposed to come, and she had been late, and we thought that she wasn't coming, and then she showed up, and she's like, hey, these are my friends.
Yeah.
Hippy and Brian. And I used to know a couple named Pippi and Brian. And I thought, what? No. And, and then it was a dude with an eye patch who, my comedy, I would call him a fan of mine because he actually was a return guy at the audience. And he actually encouraged me to use him in one of my jokes, which I did when I was talking about getting picked first for playing pirate with my one leg. I said, unless that guy is at school that day, then he gets picked first. And he said, I'm glad you used me. Anyway, it wasn't that guy, which you kind of thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was because he had an eye patch, and there was a guy down that's always hanging down at the Dixie. He's got an eye patch, and I thought maybe I was an eyeist because I thought maybe all guys with an eye patch
look
the
same.
Same.
Exactly.
I kind of felt a little subconscious, like, am I that guy
who
sees people with eye patches and they all look the same?
We've created a new form of racism. It's called eyeism.
Eyeism.
So if you see a dude with an eye patch, don't just think that he's the same dude you saw with an eye patch.
And don't assume
time.
He plays the harmonica, because you don't know he does.
This dude had a pocket full of harmonicas, every key.
Yeah.
And so this is the
and
weird part of the story.
Spin Doctors guy. The weird part is that Spin Doctors guy came out and he goes,
with
I a got
huge
a pocket
beard?
Full of harmonicas.
Oh, yeah. But his friend kind of looked like the guy from Spin Doctors. He had a big beard.
He did. Well, that's who I'm talking about.
So our friend had told us that these were her friends. And then we come to find out that she had just met these friends like 10 minutes before when she picked them up hitchhiking. And she, which just, maybe in the 70s or 80s, I would have been cool, like the hippie mentality of pick up a brother and give him a ride. But in this day and age.
Talking about a brother, but meaning a guy with an eye patch?
A friend that looks, Yeah, that's what I call them because it's eyeism.
Yeah.
We've taken to calling them brothers now. So if you see a white guy who has an eye patch.
Hold on, but you're saying in this day and age, you don't think it's a good idea?
I wouldn't pick up hitchhikers, especially if they look like.
I don't either. There was one guy I saw today. I wasn't in a car. I was on bike, but he was going to Eugene.
You picked him up?
No, I was on a regular bicycle.
Oh, okay.
But I thought, you know, he looks like a nice enough, chill guy, but you just don't know.
You're in the business of picking up hitchhikers, kind of, aren't you?
Right, but I mean, I was thinking if I was driving to Eugene in a car, you know, 40 miles from Corvallis, you just never know.
I've never really been
in the business of.
I never really have been.
And these gentlemen were super nice.
You know, I mean,
they showed no form of aggression. They were
super cool. They were cool.
they were just a couple hippies on their way back from the Humboldt experience,
wrong with it.
Which was a gathering down in Humboldt County.
Yeah, for sure.
But they had my 14-year-old stepdaughter with them when they when she picked them up, and my wife kind of was. Like,
is that the most responsible thing?
Yeah, she goes, granted, they turned out to be super cool dudes, and I got my guitar out. We jammed some Beatles.
But
some
it could
Neil
very
Young.
Easily just been Rutger Hauer there, right?
We played Moondance.
Is that the guy?
Hitcher. We played Moondance by Van Morrison, and I had never played that song in my life.
I'm so glad you got that I left before that.
You hate Van Morrison?
I hate Van Morrison.
It didn't sound
Van
like Van.
Van.
It sounded
Morrison.
Like me
All right,
playing man. Van Morrison.
All right.
With a one-eyed guy on
the
harmonica.
You don't have his voice.
Right. Nobody sang. He sang with the Monica.
Oh.
Harlowinski.
Did it, would do you think he would be up for playing, singing with his harmonica, Hot Legs by Rod Stewart?
I'll never see that man again. No.
I don't know. That is.
But yeah, so what do you guys think out there? Any listeners got a feedback? Let us know. Would you, do you pick up Hitchhiker still?
Yeah, and what's your favorite Rod Stewart song?
I used to pick up Hitchhikers, and I used to hitchhike and get picked up.
And they were listening to Rod Stewart.
Never once.
If a do, ask to get out of the car.
So you remember that time, remember the story that Seth was telling on Saturday? He said he got picked up by a hitchhiker, and then there was a long 5 minutes of silence, and then the first thing the guy said was, you don't only take 7 pounds of pressure to rip the penis off.
The driver said that to the hitchhiker?
Yeah. And Seth Milstein was the hitchhiker. He said that was the last time he ever went hitchhiking.
7 pounds of pressure.
To rip off the penis. Google it.
That's kind of scary, though.
I know, that's not much.
I know.
I don't think it's true, because I think I've used...
I might have to change some practices.
I think I've used at least 8 pounds of pressure on my own. It hasn't came off yet. I don't know what the deal is with that.
I don't know. You know, I used to... When I worked at Oregon Public Broadcasting Radio, there I said it.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I used to travel the state and do little radio spots to kind of do, you know, little vignettes, little tastes of Oregon.
Right.
So I was approaching the best characters I could find, which sometimes might be hoarded properties, junkyards, just really eccentric people.
Mm-hmm.
And this was throughout central and eastern Oregon. You know, luckily everything went well. I had one slightly negative encounter. Some guy kicked me off his property when he heard I was working for Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, he right away, you know, asked me, "Are you a liberal?" And I said, "Well, I don't really subscribe to the labels." He's like, "You're a liberal. Get off my property. I have no use for you."
Maybe he was against OPB, and I thought maybe there was an anti-OPB station.
Fox Noise Channel, which I assume he is a victim of.
Yeah.
Just the way the short story. I actually called him a few years later because I remembered his name. And sure enough, he's an asshole.
All right. Yeah, you knew that the whole time.
It's so weird. It's like I called him up wanting to just kind of like say, hey, you know, we probably have more in common than we would think, but he just turned into a dick. And I ended up threatening to kill him before he hung up on me. So that call didn't go quite as planned.
I love when things go like that.
Yeah.
I will kill you.
I don't know what came over me, but yeah, I did threaten to kill him.
Is that ever a plan that you have, though, when you call
somebody? No, and that's why I wasn't terribly afraid. I thought, well, if anybody were to trace this call, I have no real intent, and that's what they kind of base it on. I mean, people are crazy these days, including myself. So.
Yeah.
I think we're all a little bit crazy.
Hey, I was talking the other day about a world record in the Hillsboro little thing. It's Hillsboro,
oh, dude,
Oregon thing.
On Wednesday's episode.
Yeah, and I couldn't think
he
of, like,
brings up
what
a topic, and then he totally fails to deliver.
Every
He's
year.
Like, they're
Hillsboro,
having a thing, and I can't remember what it is.
Every year at the Hillsboro Fair, they try to go for a world record. And last year it was yo-yos, the most people yo-yoing at the same time. And I knew they were going for something this year, and I remember it was kind of cool, but I couldn't remember what it was. And I yammered for like 5 minutes. But it was air guitars. On July 21st, you can go over there. They're looking for 2,800 people or something to air guitar. At the
but
same
didn't
time.
You say that you had?
That is so stupid.
Isn't it?
I know.
What a waste of time. We said waste at the exact same
but
time.
But people might
want to waste in
people
stereo.
People might want to get out there and do it if they want to do it,
but
you know?
It's so stupid. It just shows how it's just an anecdote of how society is devolving.
Yeah.
See, and didn't you say something about, like, they have to be, like, members of the air guitar competition?
They're
having
an air
guitar.
And there are air guitar clubs. I've heard of these.
No, the lead,
air guitar clubs,
the lead
for
guitarist,
crying out loud.
The one lead guitarist needed to be a world competitor.
And you have to do at least 3 air guitar moves that are recognizable.
For
now, do they have a book?
for 1.5 minutes each.
So we tried to figure out just on our own volition, if that's a word, being rockers ourselves. Yeah. The windmill is going to be one of them, right?
Yep, the windmill.
Maybe the power slide.
Boring for 1.5 minutes.
Well, you got to use 3 of them within 1.5 minutes, right?
No, you 1.5 minutes each.
Dude, unless the guy's falling all over the room looking like he's having a seizure, it's going to be boring.
He's
going
to have fucking rotator cuff problems after 1.5 minutes of windmilling.
Yeah.
And then end up
gay like Pete Townsend.
How many more could you think of? Like, what else is there? The behind the head Hendrix thing.
Yeah, or the playing it with your teeth.
Playing with your teeth.
What's the thing with hopping along the stage with
like Chuck Berry? Duck walk or Angus Young type deal.
Yeah, Angus Young. That's
and then one leg up on like Steve Harris, one leg up on the monitor, pointing it at you like a rifle and panning across.
Playing it as if it's your wing wang hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like something Ted Nugent would
do. Oh, yeah.
Scream.
Wing wang, ding, dang, dingo. Wang, dang, sweet. I have songs.
I think the Bone Jars just have a new song.
I hope you recorded that because I don't know what I said.
But I want people to send us pictures or post them on Facebook of them doing some air guitar moves so we can figure out what air guitar moves we're missing.
There might be some because my friend Stephanie Pirtle, who's a local comedian, she was actually one of the guest judges and a host for the Eugene finals of the air guitar competition, which is the whole, I know, ridiculous. And it was going on the night that we were all doing comedy at the Dixie, the 31st, because she was supposed to be on that show, remember? And then she moved to Portland, so she thought she couldn't make it. And then she had other business in Eugene that got
scheduled. Oh, so she just drove by and waved.
Exactly. I had to give Stephanie a hard time. She goes, oh, no, it's not like I didn't want to do the show.
Oh, you just like air guitar music.
You just wanted it to seem like you didn't want to do the show? Is that what it was?
You know, though, the thing is, they could have got 2 people and broken the record for the most bagpipe players.
Do they have an air bagpipe competition?
Well, all you got to do is try it and they give you a certificate, right?
One day we're going to take a look at the Guinness Book of World Records and go, what is this crap?
I know.
Well, it was started by the guy in his bar, the Guinness guy, right?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't actually know the story.
Yeah, it was started by the guy in his bar and they kind of just used
his
name.
Right, but I mean, remember when it meant something?
I just drank the most beers of anybody.
We had the most air guitarists in one place. It's like,
Now
it's cheapened.
Yeah, like he said last year, it was yo-yoing or whatever.
Yeah, but they didn't break it last year.
That is to world records what Justin Bieber is to music.
The last time, because they do it yearly, the last time they broke a record was in 2007 when they had the most people wearing Groucho eyeglasses.
See what I mean? So stupid. It's like, that is not a world record. Holding your breath for 6 minutes and 15 seconds.
A physical feat.
That's a world record.
Diving off a two-story thing
into a kiddie pool. That's a world record.
Well,
a
physical or mental feat. Tallest building, world's largest pumpkin.
World's tallest man.
If you're eight foot nine.
Most amount of twins born at one time. I mean, those are world records that we care about. This other stuff is just crap.
How many twins can fit on a motorcycle?
Yeah, those two. I love those guys. They're dead now, aren't they?
Yeah, they gotta be, right?
They have to be.
They were made of bacon.
No shit. Who were we talking about? It was these twins, the heaviest twins
on motorbikes.
Yeah, they have big fat legs. Like,
yeah, they're the
heaviest twins.
How could I have missed that?
You've probably seen pictures. They were big in the '80s and '70s. I'm
pissed.
Just Google fat motorbike twins. I'm sure you can Google image search. Yeah. You probably find a whole bunch of pictures.
You'll probably find pictures that don't even have anything to do with that, too. They're like, well, we're having a contest to see how many fat motorcycle twins we can have in one place at the same time.
Yeah. Back when they made newspaper announcements. Now it's all on Twitter, and it doesn't even matter.
Oh, I sent
anymore.
You an invite on Facebook. Didn't you get it?
Yeah.
By the way, Facebook invites are not promotion.
Yeah.
They suck nowadays because you know you get so many.
Oh, the notifications we were talking about that. Oh, Anna Lee Brother updated her stuff. I don't care.
So and so posted on the wall for Dust Gatch's concert, or you know, it's like you get like the Rainbow Gathering. For some reason, I was invited to the Rainbow Gathering. I didn't accept the invite, but I know
every time someone posts on that wall, right?
Yeah, and it's just like, I thought notifications were like
somebody got mad at me today because I didn't know that they invited me to something. That they Facebook invited
You've invited me to Gerard Nelson invites me
Jared
to a number
Nelson?
Of concerts.
Yeah.
He's a big promoter of everything going on in the valley.
He looks almost identical to a former coworker of mine, Jeremy Peterson of OPB Music.
Wow.
It's uncanny.
Name dropper.
I love that when people look so much like somebody else.
I know. Speaking of looking like someone else, have you some good news for one of my favorite actors? He's in the news again, Ernest Borgnine. He's coming out with a new movie.
He's not in the news. He's in the news. He's dead.
What?
He died.
I thought Ernest he was coming out with a new movie. I thought it was good news. He died?
Nope. Ernest Borgnine is dead.
That's not cool.
Dude, he lived a fucking fine life to 95.
He did.
And he met him once when I was 7.
What?
What?
Yep. Wow, tell me about that.
He was doing a small part in a little-known movie that was filmed in Brownsville in 1976 called Irwin Allen's The Flood. Remember his disaster movies from the 70s? They had, like, Poseidon Adventure, which made it big. You don't remember? I forgot. You were born in 7. You were born the year that the movie was made.
I remember the names of the movies.
Anyway, it was like Martin Milner from Adam 12 and Robert Culp from America's Greatest Hero before America's Greatest Hero and Ernest Borgnine.
I tried watching Adam 12 one time, but I missed the first 11 of them.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Same with Leonard Part 6 of Bill Cosby.
But another thing about Ernest Borgnine, he owned a country coach, an RV.
Oh, is that how you met him?
No, I didn't even get. I'd already met him.
You were 7.
I was
7.
I didn't work. They don't do child labor anymore.
Ever since, does.
Yeah, she does. I worked for her along with you as a small child. No, but he would come in, and then there would be a big buzz about the factory because Ernest Borgnine
was in.
She
left her vibrator on?
Ernest Borgnine was in the service center. Hey, Ernest Borgnine. And then the Beach Boys came there once. Hey, the Beach Boys are in the service
center.
Were
they doo-doo-dooting as they
walked
around?
They're coming to Eugene this coming Saturday.
I wonder if they'll... Yep, they are.
The Beach Boys?
And it's almost all original. It's you got Brian Wilson. You got Mike Love. No Dennis Wilson.
And I will be pedicabbing that event.
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome. Wow.
Taking the rich, semi-elderly people to the concert. And
they like to tip.
Are you already booked or just go down there and flag you down?
I'm just going.
Yeah, people that are going down there this weekend...
Get a ride from Dan.
But see him flagging
podcasts,
down.
They shouldn't be time sensitive. So people will discover this years later.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine,
years
but it's
later.
Quick. It's quick.
We do have I'd
and
like to say,
around,
we have a good little audience that listens every.
That's cool.
Like when they come out, because we can see when the downloads happen. Yeah. So actually people do kind of use it, but I know later on people will go, what are they fucking talking about?
See, I discover a lot of, I'm a total podcast nerd.
Yeah.
And I've discovered so many after the fact, like, and, you know, years after they've been canceled even.
Yeah. But they're still good.
Dave's of Thunder, throw that one out there.
Have you guys ever listened to a podcast called Skeptoid?
No.
No.
It's a critical thinking podcast.
Skepticism Universe or something.
Well, there's Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Then there's Skepticality, which is the official podcast of Skeptic Magazine. But Skeptoid is a science writer named Brian Dunning. He's from Southern California. And he's skeptical of a lot of things that I don't think he should be skeptical of, and he's not skeptical of the right things. I mean, he's got over 300 episodes. If you subscribe, he has some awesome episodes about cryptozoology or various urban legends that he debunks.
What would be cryptozoology? That would be numbers and
cryptozoology
animals?
Would be like Bigfoot, you know, like crazy apes that, you know, or subspecies, this and that. He doesn't believe in stuff like that or paranormal or natural.
Well, he's just studying, right? And
well, he'll always provide science as his source, you know, and we know that science is an ever evolving thing. So, you know, science doesn't always have all the answers. I mean,
for sure.
You know, he has a whole episode about how cell phones probably don't cause any potential health hazards. And, you know, after talking on a cell phone for just 1 minute, my ear heats up and I get a headache.
Really?
And I don't think it's because I have confirmation bias that
I hear even just having it within a couple inches of your body, if you keep it in your pocket all the time, can be really damaging.
I've heard, you know, have you ever seen the chicks put it in their bra or in their...
Yeah, and I always say, you're going to get breast cancer.
Now, I have a confirmed, I don't care if people want to say it's a coincidence or not. We have a friend who
always... Can I
just
say it's a coinkydink?
It could be a coinkydink. You can say it, but I don't believe it. She always kept it there, and we always told her, and she kind of thought it was a joke. We're like, Becky, you shouldn't keep that there. And sure enough, she got breast cancer.
In that specific breast?
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep. So that's a confirmation to me.
But you know what, though? If somebody would have shot her, it could have bounced back like you always see in the movies, and it could have saved her.
That's why I always keep a Bible in my front pocket.
But, you know, I think on this note, I think it's good to be skeptical of the claims of the PR people at Verizon.
For sure.
You know,
for sure.
Good to be skeptical of anything that you hear from anybody, unless you dig in, get some knowledge yourself. I think.
Even if someone that you trust and know and love or family member is telling you something. Like, my dad has a really...
Sometimes better safe than sorry. Why not just better safe than sorry on something?
My dad has a really bad habit of, like, he'll either tell me a story that he heard, or he can even, like, be reading it out of the newspaper to me, and I'll be going, whoa, no shit, that's a fucking wild story. And then later I'll tell someone, they're like, that's not what happened. And I'll be like, I'll read the paper, and I'm like,
dude,
it's just like, I need one of those things like on the old Letterman shows when it would say writer's embellishment. Reader's embellishment.
So your dad's just opining on what he's reading?
And I'm like, dude, and I go back and say, it's like he's adding in his opinion, like what it means. I was like,
you're looking
like,
hey, back in the
give me the story, not the commentary.
Yeah. The situation didn't get Snooki pregnant.
How did you think that that was what that said? He goes, well, I thought it said that.
And I thought situation was in there.
That's not what it said, Dad. Love you, Dad. Hope you're listening. I know you only listen to occasional episodes, but...
Hey, thanks for supporting.
A drink to Terry's dad.
That's right, old Jim. Aw, Jim. Jim.
We were almost Sons of Jim.
Yeah, when we started Sons of Confusion, we were going to be Sons of Jim. Sure enough, there's already two bands called Sons of Jim.
Sounds like a bluegrass band.
So we went with Sons of Confusion, which there is only one other band.
And they were defunct, and they were from France.
Yeah, they're defunct in France.
Speaking of bands, you guys want
to talk about bands.
You guys want to start a no-wave band?
Yeah.
A one-day no-wave band. Like
no-wave.
Noise rock.
Hells yeah.
Post new wave, like... post punk, screaming and yelling, fucking aggression.
All right.
Yeah, we'd like to talk about that. Actually, I have a friend who's been in bands with me over the years, and we have a little segment on our show called What's in Hans's CD Player. Uh-huh. But before we get to that, what's in Dan's CD player? What do you listen to, or if you have an iPod
what's
or
in
a
your
record
pedicab
player?
CD player?
What's on your record turntable?
Well, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately on the MP3 player, like daily. But as far as music,
we're talking music,
I've recently gotten into this. I hate to call it dubstep, but it's this group called check it out. It's this group called Mono Lake. It's kind of like minimal techno, which this dubstep fan introduced
Mono
me to.
Mono Lake? Did you say
Mono Lake? It's one word.
Lake.
Mono Lake. I also, I like Autechre. Yeah, they're on the same label as Aphex Twin, kind of experimental techno-ish.
What's that Milkman song he had that was kind of popular back in the day, Aphex Twin?
Aphex Twin is pretty cool. I haven't been listening to that as much lately.
But he wants some milk from the Milkman's wife's tits.
Right, that's one of his songs. Yeah. One of the few songs on that album with any vocals.
And they have a song that has the word daddy in it, I think.
Come to Daddy.
Okay, and now the way I got
Great video.
The way I got introduced to Aphex Twin was by a band called Dillinger Escape Plan, who did an album with Mike Patton, and they actually covered that song. And then, of course, loving Mike Patton like I do, don't really care that much for Dillinger Escape Plan. I seen him open for Queens of the Stone Age, which was just odd pair up, this crazy spastic math metal.
Were they
band.
There after they got done playing, or did they escape?
They got out with a little gun. No, that's a Derringer. Sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I remember Dillinger Escape Plan came onto the Relapse Records scene right around the time I kind of got out of that. Like, I used to just love that stuff, and that's how I got into experimental and noise. And quite honestly, I've been listening to a lot more noise lately. Yeah.
Because we were talking
rock.
Before we started, before you arrived, we were talking about, like, this same subject. And I said, well, because he asked me, what does he like? And I go, well, he likes a lot of experimental and noise. I said, but he likes Macabre. And
I
he
was
likes
stalking, Macabre.
I was
King Diamond. Or
I was
maybe.
Stalking you last night.
Facebook stalker?
Facebook stalking. Aww. And I saw some G.G. Allin on there and some Jello Biafra. And so
I was just looking at that, too. And Facebook fucks it up, man.
I know. So I wasn't like, well, that doesn't necessarily mean
they've listed a few bands I've never heard of.
Just be like, clack, clack. Yeah,
they list the things I've never heard of, like as hobbies. Like they said graffiti was a hobby of mine. It's like, I've never put graffiti as an interest, but somehow something I put was so obscure, an interest, it was so obscure for Facebook that they decided to say, well, graffiti, that's his interest on that one. Which, speaking of, is this TV on?
Yeah, it is.
I'm feeling warmth from it.
He can't turn it off because
it
takes 35 minutes to warm
back
up.
On. It takes 3 hours to warm back up.
And it's got a weird
TV.
It's a free I got it for free.
It's got a weird mud stain looking thing on it, like somebody's...
It's old. It's been on for like 4 years nonstop.
And then he tried to get a new one, and then they wouldn't give him one, and then they refunded his money. And
no, they said, well, it took me 8 months to finally like get them to say
dude,
they even...
There are so many free TVs on Craigslist.
Not like that.
Flat
no,
screen?
No, 42-inch
yes, especially
screens.
In Albany. Like, there have been times I've seen... Free 32-inch screens. It's like
that's a 42-inch screen, my friend.
Oh,
well, still.
So
I'll look. If there's, you know.
I see them all the time, and sometimes I get them if they're close by, but, you know, because the resale potential on those is kind of low.
Yeah.
Like if you.
For free all the time.
Otherwise, I'd just get rid of that and just, you know.
If you pushed pause.
What are you going to sell it for?
If you pushed pause on his DVR or DVD or whatever and looked at the picture, it would just look like. If it was an art picture, it would look like someone spilled coffee on it. That's what his TV screen looks like.
Yeah, it's burning out from the corners, you know, how that would look. Right?
So he's just dealing with that as long as he can until he can get the most out of his free TV that he can, because that's how Native Americans are.
I was just saying, are you part Polish?
No, he's.
I do like to polish.
He's 1/9.
At work, I do polish.
I mean, 1/19 Polish, and the rest a Native American.
So we got this segment we call The Vault. And this is...
Oh, but wait. Oh. Sorry to cut you off, but we didn't get to what we were getting to. He told us what was in his CD player. You said you listened. Hans, what's in Hans' CD player? Yesterday, not yesterday, but Wednesday's episode was the Bay City Rollers' Greatest Hits, which blew your mind. Now, today, he's listening to Witch Mountain's new album called Cauldron of the Wild.
Wow.
Featuring former Corvallisian Nathan Carson.
Uma Plotkin. What's the plural of witch?
Witches.
Are you sure it's not witchy?
Yes. And he said, God damn, she can sing. Rock on. So he likes those guys. But anyway.
I like that one song, Woo, Witch Mountain Woman.
And for myself, lately, I've just been listening to the same CDs that are in my six magazine CD changer.
I've been listening to
Wow, that's ancient.
I know. And I just put them on random, and it's playing like The Sword, DRI and Slayer Hell Awaits. It's a weird mix. And then, I think Yob is in there, the newest Yob. And that's not even six, but I think I got two empty sleeves. So I've just been listening to that on random, and I just listen to stuff in the car. Not much. New Tenacious D. You guys heard the new Tenacious D?
No.
Not yet.
You should check it out. It's very good. It's very. This is like I don't know how to pronounce this word. Akin? Is it Akin?
Akin.
It's very akin to the first.
Clay Akin? Oh, no.
We talked about him being the new singer for some band.
It was Lamb of God.
Let me ask this quickly. What is your guy's opinion on Skrillex?
I have not heard any of it.
It's dubstep, right?
I guess he's classified as that, but there's this one track in particular called Equinox, which is kind of like, it's just kind of noisy.
Right. I've never gotten into, techno.
I probably would not be able to differentiate between what makes a dubstep from normal techno.
That's what people have told me, but I don't know techno enough.
I mean, it's just a lack of knowledge.
It's a little less consistent, and it's not like a regular beat. It kind of slows down. Although,
I thought techno...
I don't understand dubstep completely either.
Like, techno... Right. Like ideologically, like starts and then the beat kind of speeds up, right, to a peak, right?
Kind of like that, and then. But I don't.
Techno is kind of a generic term.
To a beat,
till
while your heart explodes on E.
Techno is kind of a generic term. I mean, you know, there's so many genres and subgenres, but you had some good beatboxing over there.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. That's my heartbeat.
You know, I mean, there's, you know, you've got everything from drum and bass, jungle, hardcore gabber. You know,
what's that? Hardcore gabber.
That's what I'm into.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the stuff that is usually the beat is boom, 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 and then it'll kind of jump off into its own little realm, and then you got a lot of voice samples, a lot of violence and swearing.
See, that's what I'm thinking. Hardcore gabber is like, it's like the Micro Machine Man.
And people say that. People say that we're not an informative podcast.
No, it's definitely a little more darker. I mean, and the thing is, you can look up gabber and sometimes find some really cheesy examples, but, you know.
Well, you would in any, that's what's so intimidating maybe about that genre, but even like jazz, like where do you even begin kind of
a
thing.
Right, right.
And I would almost feel like, you know, if I was to go into... Hardcore gabber, right?
Well,
is that what it is?
I
got a horrible
Or just
memory.
Gabber.
Yeah, well, it's gabber. Okay, gabber. Where would I even start to like get into a good thing?
It's not any relation.
Do you have iTunes on your computer?
Yeah. Well, I don't really use it, but I have it.
So, if you look in the radio section of iTunes and you look in the section of electronic, there's something called di.fm. They used to have a great gabber channel. But they've got a whole list of techno or electronic genres, everything from, like I said, drum and bass. They've got dubstep, happy hardcore, which I hate that stuff.
Yeah,
but
me too.
Hasn't
all kinds of shit.
Now, my friend Phil Dark Golding, wave. That I play in a band with Phil, he's really into electronica and drum and bass and stuff like that, and he's got a new project coming out. But I never...
Has Mike been doing some stuff, he said?
Mike Warren?
Yeah.
He's been playing with us in Drosera, which is just a regular...
I thought he told me the other day. I thought
oh, he's been doing some garage band stuff on his iPod, but...
That kind of stuff.
It's pretty cool, yeah. I just never got into it, and then I heard about, like, my daughter and some other friends of mine's kids were into dubstep and Skrillex, and I'd been hearing about it, and I'd been seeing videos on YouTube of, like, a guitarist playing Skrillex, which I didn't even know what it was. And then
Skrillex
I come to
Skrillex and Winger on
then I found song. Out that Skrillex did a couple or one or two songs with Korn on their new album, and that Korn said, Jonathan Davis said that their fans were going to be alienated because the album was all dubstep and DJ
music.
Well,
that one already came out, right?
Yeah, it's been out for a while. And Jonathan Davis said that dubstep is the future of metal.
Yeah, somebody tried to convince me that...
Don't believe it.
Somebody tried to convince me a while ago
I don't believe it either.
That dubstep was the future of music and that nobody buys guitars anymore. They just buy...
Computer.
DJ gears. And well, I said, what?
For sure.
I gave a gal a ride up to Seattle recently.
On the pedicab?
Like, not on the pedicab. In the okay. car that her mother owned.
Okay.
So I was kind of like just paid by the hour. It actually, long story short, I was out for a very long time. But for most of the ride, she was playing dubstep from like people she claimed to know. She's from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it was all right. I mean, she among the cool stuff I heard was Mono Lake, which was not necessarily dubstep.
I thought you said Monoleg, and that was kind of a little bit awkward because I thought that was
that's
Terry's
me.
New band.
That's Terry over there.
Monoleg. It's like a
but
monocle.
I wasn't terribly impressed by a lot of the stuff I heard, and I still, like I said, I don't necessarily understand it. I don't claim to be a musical genius, but I'm still learning.
You know, I mean, you have to, you know, it is a learning process, right? I mean, I don't even know all the subgenres of rock and metal.
There's a. Have you guys ever seen? It was originally on VH1. It's called. It was about metal, A Headbanger's Journey.
Oh, I have seen that. That's awesome.
And he kind of has the little family trees drawn up
on a chalkboard looking thing. Yeah,
that's what I want to do in the valley with.
I don't know
musicians.
How accurate that was though, because he had certain bands and certain genres that I didn't really. This is grindcore, and this is that, and this was a sub. Product of this,
right?
But it was very informative. It was pretty cool to check out and to have all those band listed. I don't know. Somebody told me that our band was the Victims of Internal Decay was mentioned on that show, but I never saw it, and I don't believe it.
Well, and in the documentary,
I mean, I see Victims on metal sites all the time, though.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say that in the documentary, he kind of makes it clear that, like, you know, it's almost like you're a metalhead or you're not. And by the end, I mean, before I saw it, I knew I was, but at
for
the
sure.
end, it's like.
I am.
Absolutely, yes.
Abso-motherfucking-lutely.
I've only met one person who was really aggressively derogatory towards metal, which was Jeremy Peterson, OPB Music.
Oh, wow.
He's a great guy. I really like him. But
he doesn't like metal?
But he was forcing that Lawrence Welk show down our asses on OPB, wasn't he?
he's really into kind of like the Portland hipster music. And,
So he's got
bands I've never heard of. Like I felt like an old man. He's like 3 years older than me, but I felt like an old man around.
Dude, there was like one band on I think it was the Warped Tour that I actually had heard of.
Oh, last year's lineup. I know there was like 29 or 30 bands,
and
band. I'd heard of like 3 or 4 because I have a 14-year-old daughter that told me who the Black Veil Brides were,
like,
and like, oh, dude, it was bad. It sucks.
And half of them I didn't even know if they're band names or if they're just some headline out of a paper.
Because it's like 4 or 5 words or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know what? I think we're about at an hour.
All right.
Does it matter? I mean, you're a podcast.
Yeah,
you
that's true. But
you don't have any radio station up your ass.
That's
going,
true.
Keep it at an hour, boys.
Yeah. Well, Lance is next door. I can hear him knocking on the wall.
We just have...
The station owner.
Yeah, and we still got to do
owner of this AM station here in Albany.
We still got to do our bonus episode as well. So, but we'll get to some plugs, and you know, if you want, you can stick around for that.
If you want,
just begin to talking about some.
I don't want no butt plugs from you guys.
Oh, come on, we washed them. We washed them. They're dishwasher safe. So, speaking of butt plugs, we're going to plug up some butts right now. I'll be doing some comedy. I'll plug up your butt with comedy. I'm going to stick jokes up your ass. Clear out in the woods all day, all ages, free. A place called the A-Frame, east of Salem on Highway 22. I'm sure there's signs.
pick up some weed suppositories.
There's like 20 bands.
That's like Deliverance territory.
I know, yeah. And there's going to be punk bands, death metal bands, rap, hip-hop acts, and comedy. So, and it's free. So
and
you
I heard the Melvins are doing a secret show there.
Think of the people that are going to show up. They're going to be like, what's this all about?
What is goddamn?
Are we supposed to be laughing at this faggot?
Ah, we don't take too kindly to your...
Hey, long-haired faggot.
Get the fuck out of here. Yep, so then we got, what do we got? August 4th, Wow Hall?
August 4th at the Wow Hall.
Sons
we
of
got,
Confusion.
Sons of Confusion and Catechist, Strange Dichotomy and Awake.
Awesome.
And, yeah, we're in the
working
works.
On details for
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
As far as prices?
As far as pricing, I think it's going to be about 7 o'clock for the door and 7:30 for the start of the show.
Right on. Come out and support. It'll probably
yeah.
be a fundraiser for the community
a benefit
center.
Benefit for the Wow Hall.
CCPA.
And they're always very friendly to the local music and arts community, so that's awesome.
And then a production going on from Vermin, Sick Daddy, and Willamette Valley mm-hmm. Music is going to be Vermin Fest, number one.
Yeah.
That's a food drive. It's for mm-hmm. Lynn County Food Bank. It's going to be, you can get in for $10 or $5 with 3 cans of food. And it's all day. It starts at 2:30.
Yep.
We're going to have an after party at the Dixie, which mm-hmm. actually starts before this gets over. So if
yeah.
you feel like being there instead, this is 2:30 to 11.
Yeah.
Riverside Community Center, which is in Albany, almost to Corvallis. We have Guns, Wolf Pussy, 30-pound
yeah.
test, Bikini Ditch Digger, Prepare for Impact, Liquid Audiophobia, and Bury mm-hmm. the Goat. God, that's a lot of bands. Oh,
yeah.
Grief Hammer, too.
You'll also get in free if you pay for 5,000 hamburgers.
Yes, free admission, and you get a free shirt.
Yes.
For 5,000 hamburgers. And then don't forget Norska, who is going to be touring the Midwest in September with their
yeah.
brothers Yob. They're going on a 17-day excursion. Before they head out for that, they're going to play at the Dixie, a free show
mm-hmm.
on Saturday, August 18th with Nether
yeah.
Regions and Diesto, both great
yeah.
doom metal bands from Portland. And I know there's a bunch more shows, but I just haven't done my research. And if you guys want to find out what's going on, just go online. You have Google.
Yeah.
You have Bing.
I ran into Barry the other day, Barry O'Toole, our former guest.
Hey, he started a Facebook. He
yeah.
must have been at the library,
yeah,
right?
He said he went down the library and started a Facebook page, but he still really wants to do that correspondence stuff.
Did you
for
give
us.
Him, like, an okay? Because he listed himself as a correspondent of our
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that
I just
I
wanted to make sure
yeah.
that he wasn't just putting
well,
himself out there.
You
he's
know,
a cool
I
dude.
Mean, yeah, yeah. He'll do good.
I actually got
I
a phone call. I got a phone call from one of his old friends. I got to put it onto a disc or onto a file somehow. Some guy that used to know him from Brooklyn.
Really?
When he lived in Boston. Dude's. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but
wow.
he called and he wants to get a hold of him. I don't want to, you know, put Barry in that position.
Wow.
But yeah, apparently he owes him some money or something. So maybe on our next episode I'll have that phone call
yeah.
Riled
that's pretty
up.
Crazy.
But yeah, other than that, I think that wraps it up for this episode. We'd like to thank our guests for the episode, Dan Krall with
yeah,
his Corvallis
on, yeah.
Thank
pedicab.
You guys for having me.
Yes, Corvallis Pedicab. Check them out. They'll give you a ride around Corvallis
yeah. Yeah.
or whatever town they happen
yeah,
to be
or
in.
Or if you got like
he's branching
a
out.
And I should quickly mention I am now an ordained minister within uh-huh. the Church of the Subgenius.
Oh, right on.
So if you want to have a secular or gay wedding within the pedicab, I can do
yeah,
that for
I was
you.
Just gonna
I
say
can
that,
marry you.
I was just going to say that you do like weddings and private affairs.
I do.
People.
I mean, I could drive the bride and groom around,
uh-huh.
sure, but I could also marry you in the pedicab.
That's
how
cool.
about
start your marriage off right? So many end in the wrong place.
Right. Divorce.
Can people get divorced in your pedicab?
I would do that. Just
gay,
and
gay
I would
divorces.
Call up the paper because they never do any stories on me. I'd be like, here's a story for you.
Yeah.
Here's my final yeah. question. What if a heterosexual couple wants to have a gay wedding in your pedicab?
What does that exactly mean?
Just with a lot of frilly stuff and like pink everywhere.
Okay.
Not gay like homosexual. I mean gay like
cheesy.
Like retarded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
That was just
the
stupid.
Customer. The
I know
customer's
two,
always right.
All
right,
cool.
I know a two-piece band that might want to play a show. Can you like hook
dude,
up
dude, I have given a lot of musicians rides, and especially like when I'm riding around campus, it's
uh-huh.
perfect. I love
oh, I bet.
Taking two-piece
yeah.
acoustic bands and just rocking the place. I mean,
wow.
dude, never. I mean, I get emotional sometimes at the weirdest things.
Yeah.
But I was driving around this guy who was running for mayor, Rob uh-huh. Gondara, and he was
yeah.
playing his bagpipe. And dude, it was just, it was a gray day. It was as though we were just like spreading sunshine. Everyone was looking,
uh-huh.
and I was just like really trying to hold back the tears because I was smiling so big,
right,
uh-huh.
and just feeling so good that like, wow, we're making a positive impact, and everyone's
yeah.
like, in their boring routine, they see us, and it just it touched me a lot.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, musicians, please
track
me down.
Yeah, that, you know, you're open to ideas. If people have an interesting idea to incorporate your business with,
they
should get a hold of you, and definitely you're into that kind of stuff, and work out some details.
Try to keep it interesting and fun and you know, not to be too stuffy.
Great,
you know,
you got some great rates on some advertising on your cab, too. If people want to get a hold of you for some cheap or economical advertising.
Right.
Mobile billboards. Plus, I can tell people what's going on with your business. Give them coupons.
Yeah,
convince
coupons
them to come.
Is a great idea. That's something that I would like to involve, maybe getting some postcards.
You'll give me a coupon?
Where they can get coupons on there, too.
Heck yeah.
Coupons have to be good. I mean, there are so many shitty coupons out there that don't work.
What are you ever going to use that
for? Save 20% when you spend $50 or more.
I give those away to
other people.
I don't
even have $20.
You know, if they're groceries, families, I give them to families that can.
I'll tell you what, free ride for anyone who heard it on this podcast.
All right, say TagCast podcast. Give me a rooster chicken.
You don't even have
there
to tip
you go,
him.
Free ride, right?
Unless you tip him over, then run. Just kidding. Don't tip him over. That's mean.
But,
all right.
But over tip.
Yeah, over tip, but don't tip him over.
That's
another shout out to the Dixie Creek Saloon and Complete Ag Resolutions for sponsoring us. And shit, I guess that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
And thanks to Floyd for this.
Yeah, we got a little outro music from our buddies. And
Dabbling in Espionage.
That's a great name. Tune in for Monday's bonus-ode, Metal Albums of 1986. Thanks, you guys, for listening. Have a great weekend. Rock on.
And metal. TagCastPodcast.com